Hey guys, it's your boy Pat. Welcome back to another episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge podcast. Got two guys with me hanging out this time. Recognize this face, Derek's back again. And first time on the show, another badass friend is Brett. So, first of all, see his backdrop. We are in the garage because we planned this episode. We planned it out there on the back deck where I've been doing the new episodes and the sky gods had the plans. So this was a quick, short, make it happen, throw it in the garage, throw the backdrop up, grab the office chairs. Made it work because we were freaking doing this thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have you guys drive out for nothing.
Which, you know what it's not, though?
What's that?
It's 104 fucking degrees.
It is not. Oh, my God. So, what was it? Two-ish episodes ago, me and Derek were here. Dude, there's a couple camera shots I stopped using because we were sweating so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and I warned them ahead of time. It was the only day we had to do it.
We are disgusting, but we're doing this episode.
Facts. I mean, we've been trying to do it for what, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, I think I had canceled on you 3 times, and you'd canceled on me 2 or 3 times.
And so we were just like, we had a day, we're like, screw it, we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't put the fan on because it overrides.
I think there was an actual heat advisory for your health for like 2 weeks straight.
Oh, there wasn't.
It's going to be 106, don't go outside, you might die.
And that's when we were outside.
Yeah.
Smart.
Smart. Didn't have to light the cigar, just put it up like this.
Put it on the hood next to the bacon and the eggs.
People actually were cooking stuff. They were having like skillets outside, and they would just come back and they'd be cooked scrambled eggs.
I would do some shit like that around here.
That's probably on YouTube.
Hold on.
So let's. This is a cigar talk podcast, like I like to say. It is not the cigar talk podcast. That's Rob and Brian. They're badass, by the way. This is the Hollow Down Cigar Podcast. So today we are smoking a Cohiba Blue. And just like last week, the cameras are put away for 3 people, so I don't know if this is going to show up, so I'll put up an image on there. When I have a table, I can literally reach over there and give them a good shot. So, same brand of your Cohibas that you see in Cuba. This is not the $300 Cuban version. This is your standard Dominican, Nicaraguan type cigar. More of a budget stick if you want the Cohiba mix. So we're going to test this out. We're going to light it up, enjoy it while we talk, and see what we think about it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, first things first, personal preference. I know y'all see me do a... we're in the garage, so I don't care about the clippings. We'll hash up there. I don't care about your clippings. I got to blow this out anyway. So, I normally do a V-cut, which y'all usually see. But the Cohiba... Party foul. The Cohiba has more of a short cap, so I don't want to shred that off the V-cut. So all you got to do is take off just enough to get airflow, and we're going to call it a day. So still going to get a good torch, and I'm down one lighter, so we're gonna share over here.
Amazing. So, still definitely use my gas station lighter.
I'm also
here.
A total rookie.
Hey.
I'm watching for instruction.
So get a light toast on it, buff the draw. There's your blows.
All right. See if I can do that.
Doesn't take much of a toast. If y'all haven't seen this video, toast was new to me. I smoked cigars 5 or 6 years before somebody schooled me on the toast. This helps you get a good even start to the cigar. Helps you eliminate some burn issues. Yeah, give it a couple more. There we go. Now you're good. So now as long as you puff every, you know, couple times a minute, you're good. That's all it takes. So I'm going to do what we always do. Read the details off of Cigars International. Well, I said always. Last week we did a dissident block. They're not on Cigars International, so I read that from, I think, Cigar Federation. I think that's where I read that from. But this one is on Cigars International. Everybody knows Cohiba that's in the cigar industry. If you don't know Cohiba, it won't take you much Googling to figure it out.
Watch a movie.
I mean, yeah, just watch a movie. It's either Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel, or Cohiba in somebody's mouth most of the time. But it's a lot of prestige around him. So, the Cohiba Blue is one of the more budget line Cohibas. So you can kind of get in the flavor of the blenders without getting in the dollar. But this one, the Cohiba Blue, is a three-country blend. So it's got Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos. So some of the blends we were kind of talking about off camera, changing your flavors and stuff. This one's got three in it. It's produced in the Dominican Republic, but it's heavy on the Honduran tobacco versus the other two. So it's more of a medium body, so it's got flavor. Shouldn't have a hard bite. They're anticipating hints of sweet leather, earthiness, cream, and a little bit of cinnamon.
What makes sweet leather sweet?
So, I've tasted it. I know it's there. I've heard theories, and if anybody watching this is a tobacconist that knows a little bit more, feel free.
Like, somebody they, like, dump sugar in their Mustang or something? This leather's sweet. Let's make a cigar out of this.
Yeah, they like look at it and they're like, it's fucking sweet.
Somebody licked the sugar cane the first time. It's got to come from somewhere.
Better than testing for diabetes.
Cowhide.
I'm just saying. Hey, somebody had to know it wasn't
edible. I picked up on sweet. What about cream and cinnamon? I don't know. I'm sure it's in there. My palate is uncultured.
And that's a time thing. And here's a cool tip. Like, for a long time, all I could pick up was a spice. I'm an avid coffee drinker. And I still had a hard time picking up coffee and espresso until somebody's like, hey, whatever it says you're supposed to taste, eat or drink that while you smoke a cigar. And it like teaches your palate. So I started drinking like stupid dark coffee anytime it said espresso. If it was more of a creamy flavor, I'd, you know, have a macchiato or something. And I was able to start. So now I can recognize it.
Yeah. I get a little bit of sweetness though. I do get that part.
I definitely do get the sweetness.
I'm not getting cinnamon.
It's a beer.
All my cigars taste like beer.
Did you accidentally dunk it here instead of there?
Not yet.
Not yet. So, full disclosure before we get into it for the YouTube audience, we're in the garage. It's great outside other than storming. Having a little beer. Not sponsored. Not catering. And we are definitely not giving you links to buy this if you're underage. So, drink responsibly, enjoy these products, both of these, as long as you're legally appropriate to do so for your age, wherever you live.
Don't be a dickhead about it. You're just going to ruin things for everybody.
I'm not saying 21 because I got people out of the country that watch this, so you got to know your laws. I'm not telling you what to do. But do you, legally. Anyway, that's the beer conversation. Really? I set it down too hard. I got a beer foul on the ground. Whatever.
Party foul.
Party foul.
You host push-ups after this.
I'll give them to you. Whatever.
By the way, he's got a smart ass on each side of him. His shit better be set up tight today.
Yeah. I made that mistake. Yeah. Hey, I'll sit in the middle so y'all can off of me.
Flanking attacks. It's all by design.
What are friends for them in the fuck? Anyway. Good time. So I can definitely smell. I can smell the cinnamon. I can't taste it yet, but I can taste some cinnamon, the sweetness. I guess I see why they say sweet leather, because I get that taste of leatheriness, but there's some cigars that I can like almost chew the leather and flavor, and it's not to that point. So, but it does seem like a good balance to me.
I get the sweetness pretty heavy. I mean, that's the one flavor I'm getting more than anything. I can get that for sure.
So talking about palates being different.
Yeah.
It took me years to appreciate and taste any sweetness in any cigar. Here you are tasting it right away.
Well, I missed the cinnamon. I think I might have smelled it once, like you said, but I definitely don't taste it.
So we'll kind of talk. We'll kind of BS a little bit. We'll come back and see if it changes as we go. So, but anyway, Cohiba Blue. We're going to smoke this and enjoy it. So, we're not to the holidays yet. Mm-mm. We're not even to daylight savings time yet. We're getting that way. I hope to God the last couple of rainstorms will get us out of that 128 and held back degree weather we had for 2 months. Maybe we can start getting somewhat of a
That's Louisiana. You'll get two days of 80, and then it'll be 105 again on Friday.
Man, I'm hopeful.
You know that.
Whatever gods you...
You've lived here enough. It's 85 on Christmas every year. You know we're not getting to the winter. It doesn't really even happen here.
Except for that, like, 1 week a year where it's,
oh, we get frigid ice randomly in February.
But
yeah.
The air is nothing but moisture here, so whenever it does freeze...
So, we have humidors here to limit our humidity, not hydrate our cigars. So, you know, I try to target mine about the 65%. And if my tank gets low or my Oasis is dry,
just open the window.
I just literally open it. And my hygrometer gauge was like, so now that doesn't really properly hydrate, but it's just showing.
It's just a good stopgap.
It is a good stopgap. But, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned the holidays. If you want to talk about how much of a sad old man I am these days, I went to At Home with the wife and the baby yesterday. Thinking we would find Halloween stuff, and they're already freaking sold out. It's Christmas going up already. Mm-hmm. On September 12th, the other day. Yeah.
We're not there yet.
I know.
I mean, we're getting close. I mean, we're...
That just means all the white-haired old ladies shop for their decorations way too soon and ruin it for the rest of us who are trying to plan ahead 6 weeks and thinking that's enough.
Pumpkin spice demons.
Apparently it's not. There's a few little orange boas laying around, but other than that, it's wreaths and Christmas tree boxes already coming out.
I mean, dude, it's the end of September.
Yeah.
Almost. And
yeah,
we're over a month away.
Christmas is big, I get it, but you can have Christmas and still have Halloween out. And Thanksgiving out. And
God forbid.
Yeah.
So
20-year-old me would be ashamed of even having this conversation. I'm disgruntled about holiday decoration time. Fucking nerds. Jesus. But no, it actually got me quite upset. I was like going on a rant in the middle of the aisle, you're the store, you can set when the timeline is. If you say it's Halloween time and you gotta wait for Christmas, Granny's gonna wait for Christmas.
Right.
But I guess they're like, no, we fold to the will of Gertie and Betty.
They come retail holiday.
They're in here dropping cash.
Yep. Give me a mo. So, I mean, she kind of said it. We're dog dads. And cat, and a cat dad.
Yeah.
I'm just thrown in a really weird box.
Touche. But you are recently a new dad.
Not as recently, like yesterday,
but... Very, very recently.
I am the alleged guardian of a 14-month-old terrorist who just happens to inhabit my house. And apparently I love it. So I don't know what that says about me, but...
Love terrorists, man.
I definitely negotiate with terrorists in my house. Actually, I probably...
The cutest terrorist.
I think I just give in. I give her whatever she wants. Today she was napping, and on the monitor she went dad once, and I vaulted over the baby gate, sprinted down the hallway to pick her up, because, no, you say that word and you get what you want, small child.
Absolutely.
I am powerless. It is embarrassing.
I mean, she is adorable, so I mean, I kind of get it, though.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but this girl's adorable.
It's always entertaining, I will tell you that.
That is true.
We learned how to stack cups the other week in the bathtub in one session, because she's a fucking genius. And I'm going to get in trouble later when she starts to figure me out. But
yes.
Yeah, we have these, like, stackable cups. And I just handed her a smaller one, and I held out the big one. She put it in. So I handed her the next smaller one, and she just kept freaking going. And then going, yeah! Because she probably realized she was doing awesome shit.
Yep. Figuring it out.
So it's weird how you love the really meaningless dumb stuff.
But well, no, that's a success.
It's fun. It's fun. It really
That's how you learn, you know. You don't know this stuff yet. You got to experiment with it. And, you know. She's happy because you're happy. I mean, she's doing it right. She don't know why it's right yet, but
There's exactly one cabinet in my kitchen that didn't have a latch on it yet because the cabinet door fell off a little bit when the hinge screw backed out. So I finally had it put back up, and I didn't go back and put the latch on it. And yesterday she walks right up to it and opens it and was like looking at me like, I found it.
Yep.
So... I don't know how she knew the one weakness.
Anything in there that you kind of have to watch for? Or
that was not addressed. That was actually no, it wasn't. I was gonna say that's the one where the backup knife lock was, but that wasn't the next one over. So
oh, okay,
thank God.
That's to derail the conversation, but I just spotted a bee. We may have to look warm.
Oh, it was
hell no.
But kind.
Let's see if I can shoot
something. Let's talk about ornithology.
Yeah, bees do not like smoke, so.
What's the sciencey word for beekeeping? I forget.
Not like that.
Oh, shit. He's gonna go get friends.
Just come back.
Over quick. We're all looking.
We may have to wrap this up.
We are looking training up. The camera's like, what are you looking at?
If we orchestrate our efforts, we can probably smoke them out. I think that's a yellow jacket. That's not a bee. That's a yellow jacket.
So how far are we up to?
That's even worse.
That's even worse. Well, so I guess you got to figure out where the yellow jackets are at after this. Anyway. One's never a problem. It's when there's more, so we'll be fine.
There's always more.
There's always more. Just got to find them. And I've not seen any signs of any yellow jackets in this area, so either they're hidden still or they're migrating.
I got a few at my house. They're out there.
So we'll find them.
Being little dicks.
Yep. Hateful little creatures.
I resisted making a bee's nuts joke. But now that's not a bee, I can't even do it.
Can't even do it.
Doing it for the kids. There might be kids watching this, right?
If they are,
they're fucked.
Bee's nuts.
Kids are watching a cigar podcast. That's a classy kid.
It is a classy.
You know what? Get your monocle and your top hat for professionalism day, sir.
Must be British.
Like a sir.
Good shit. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of wondering, you know, last year on the holidays, you know, you had toddler Tiny Terrorist.
She was only 5 months at Christmas last year, so I could distract her with shiny wrapping paper.
Right.
And I don't think she even understood the concept of a present. There was just a lot of people in her house with colorful things.
That's all it took.
So, now she can walk and get into stuff, and we'll probably tackle my Christmas tree this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to how to bolt that to the wall.
Your cat's bad? This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We put all the plastic ornaments on the bottom. Because the cat does actually swap the ornaments.
That's actually pretty smart. Yeah.
We got this giant 6-foot-wide beanbag to put at the bottom of the stairs the other day, in case she decides to climb and tumble to her doom. And the cat claimed it within about an hour and sits right in the middle of it and is like, get the f*** off. This is my beanbag now. I have it.
So, I own this.
Like everything else in my damn house.
The tiny humans and tall humans are like my throne. Well, any changes to the cigar? Y'all still feel about the same?
Still like it. I got the yep earlier.
You got the yep?
Yep.
If you don't know about the yep, go back 2 episodes.
Yep.
That's what someone with a limited palate says when they like something. Yep.
Yep. This is easy. I'm gonna call it a mistake. It's really not. Because cigars can go out. You can get an air pocket. They're man-made little products. So even if it wasn't your fault, I've done it sometimes.
Oh, it's definitely my fault. I was running my mouth.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at. You know, sometimes doing these shows and talking, it happens because we'll keep talking and forget to take
a break. I will not blame the good citizens who rolled this this time.
Because they are, even for the more budget Cohibas, it's rolled well.
That's good.
I've had, like, the red dot is okay. Sometimes that one will fall apart on me. Same kind of budget line, just different flavor profile, but this one seems to be rolled pretty well. Constructed very well.
I'm gonna add this one to my list. By the way, my list does no good because a certain cigar shop, which we will not name.
No shade throwing on the Holodown podcast?
No, I guess not.
Just large size.
Anytime
you know your experience.
And I go, hey, do you have this one?
Nope.
Do you have anything by this company?
Nope.
What do you sell?
He sells a whole
the stuff
lot
that's on the shelf
of flavor infused.
Mm-hmm.
One flavor infused, he got you.
I do like some infused cigars. But
as much as I like to talk about
these days, want.
As much as I like to talk about cigars, if you're in the Northwest Louisiana, feel free to send me a message. I'll tell you directly, but I'm not gonna unintentionally, you know, defame anybody on air because that's not what our show's about.
Want to weaponize the podcast?
They already know we're not to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're around here, you probably already know we're not to go. But anyway, the reason I kind of exaggerated my expression is cruise that I went on last year, I took some cigars, but I was like, you know, I get experience to try some new ones. So I went through there and grabbed some stuff, grabbed 12 sticks, mix of budgets and premiums, 10 of them, 10 of the 12 were either dry, brittle, or cracked the moment I lit them up. And I am very tedious on my storage. I even have a sealed case when I travel that has humidification packs in it. I am as careful as I can be so the humidity doesn't change. Didn't matter. And that has come to be an issue that I find consistently. They just don't store properly. And you can have the best cigar in the world, but if your purveyor where you're buying them from is not storing them properly, your experience is going to be trash. You can have the best friends in the area, but if your cigar lounge doesn't store things properly, it doesn't have the environment properly, you're going to have a bad experience. So, kind of why we do shows like this, bring a cigar at a time on a show so we can say, hey, we're out at our own abode, our own houses, our own places. We are in control of the situation. We have stored these cigars. They've been resting. I'm overkill. I keep them resting for 2-3 months before I smoke one, unless it's like, you know, a factory smoke budget, like the like $2 cigars. If it's any cigar, I keep it rested. So it's kind of gotten acclimated to the environment. So that way I can give you an honest opinion about the cigar itself. I kind of take the equation of the storage facility out of it. But just stuff to learn. You kind of know about your own cigars and what you're doing, and you learn the shops around you.
I mean, sometimes the shops don't know what they're doing, apparently. News to me.
Right. So some do, some don't. You know, just like online retailers. I've got some online retailers that have great pricing, but I know the moment I get them, I'm not touching them. They're going straight in the humidor for like 2 months. I've got another one. It cost me a little bit more, but I can smoke it the day of because they've kept it humidified, and it comes with a Bovita bag, which is the best portable humidification bag there is. So, you know, there's differences there too.
I think I'm still using the same one you got me when you went to Longview. I don't know if I should have changed it out by now.
No.
Okay, it still works.
So your Bovita bags, like if you have your, there's different brands, but if you have the ones that are more like water pillows that they just release moisture, once they dry out, you can reactivate it, put it in distilled water, re-soak it up. To a point, your Bovita bags, they're two-way humidification. So if it's a 65%, it's going to give or take within like a couple percent to try to keep it. So not only is it giving, but it'll also absorb if it's got too much humidity. So
the Bovita giveth, and the Bovita also taketh away.
Wow.
Sounds very kingly.
He told me, look, throw it in a Tupperware, throw your cigars in there, and leave it. Perfect. Yeah.
So nice. I have an average of 400 cigars at a time. One, because I get deals, I have extras for stuff like this, but I do a exaggerated rotation. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get cigars, I'll put them in the back. I keep one or two boxes of like full cases of cigars that are specifics that I know I'm gonna like, and I try all kinds of stuff. Keep it in the back, I'll rotate it. So the next dealer comes, I put it in the back.
That's like, so you're always a little surprised. You're like, oh yeah, I got this like five months ago. I forgot I had this.
So I have a couple.
It's like always Christmas.
I technically got two electronic cooling
vents. Thanksgiving, those are already.
Those are gone. Those are sold out.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spicy, you got them. So I've got one drawer that I consider my premium drawer. That's the control my budget. The ones that are over $10 or more. I will not get, if the drawer's full, I'm not buying any premiums. Just the budget control. Everything else, I'll flow through. The other drawers are just to control for, like, they're organized by size. Because size in a cigar also equals time. You know, your smoking time.
Right.
So, I'll do that. He doesn't like to do that. He doesn't only like infused, but we'll use that as an example. Like, he loves his rum cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Rum cigars have extra moisture in them because they're infused with flavor. So, he can smoke his quicker. So, he doesn't need a long-term storage, like, I like. Tupperware is perfect for it. It's a perfectly sealed type container as long as you have something to regulate the initial humidity. So, Bovita is perfect. And you're fine to rock it until, like, check it every once in a while. If it ever starts feeling crunchy, that's the salts in it have just finally completely dried out and they can't do anything. Then replace it.
Okay.
And they're like $4 a pack. If you catch it before it gets crunchy, you can put it in some distilled water, let it sit for, you know, a couple days, and it'll reabsorb, but you gotta catch it before it gets crunchy.
It'll go.
That's how you know. That's the indicator. It's the
pouring out of the water. Yeah. Is it slurping yet?
Yeah. That bag slurps. That's what the kids are saying. I hear it got that bag. I guess now the bags will be slurping.
What kind of podcast is this?
Slurping, y'all.
Shit is going downhill in a rapid spiral.
Brett's in a bag. Yes. Slurping.
I mean, I didn't say it. You said it. I just repeated it.
I think I told him
with
last
enthusiasm.
Time. My goal is to get him canceled.
Yes. It should be easy.
Well, so, as I told...
Here, you want me to try? Hey, kids.
No.
I'm kidding. Still don't drink this.
So, as I told Moot on the last episode, his episode's like, you know, when we lost the filter and decided to change how we're formatting this, I was like, you know, if we ever get canceled, we know 100% it was your fault. Problem is, those were shared more than any other video.
It's a high-risk, high-reward situation.
Right,
you know
so, I mean, we rock on. We're good with it.
I mean, there's a certain audience for this kind of thing, too, and it's probably
that's
not
the, you got to risk it to get the biscuit strategy.
Right.
And you got to go to the line, maybe dangle a toe over, but then come back for a little while.
Into the abyss.
Simmer down.
Right. Like, you know, go to the public pool. You know it's been peeing, but you're going, okay, I got my touch. We're out. Yeah, great example, but whatever.
That's a little weird, but...
So, but it's also why... It's also why, you know, some podcasts have, like, the same people on the show every time. And that's cool. Got a couple I've listened to. I like being able to mix it up.
Yeah.
You know, so there's different personalities, different styles, you know. I'm friends with both of y'all, but I'm going to respond differently individually than I will with y'all together. Then I respond to Woot, then I respond to Bravo, then I respond to Kate. Got different friendships. So
yeah.
It's cool for the people watching.
Like, right now you're just in defense mode. Like, please don't say anything
awesome.
Ridiculous.
100%.
Please don't go over the line. Don't dive into the P-Field swimming pool.
I told you last time I'm
there's
bringing
daggers
two pointed
beers. Both ways.
I still didn't bring enough, but I mean, I feel like we're getting there.
Yeah.
One of these days, you're going to catch me on a weekend. I'm going to show up with a case, and we're doing this.
Yes.
It's going down, YouTube.
Have the case, and then the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, so...
fall out of the chair off camera.
Well, Luda watched this, and he'll call me out for it, but he said it like, you can tell watching our episode if he's had alcohol or not.
What's the tell?
He has a lot more to say.
Okay.
So
he's got like the bell curve.
He does.
So he says a lot more, and then he falls to plateau, and he passes out.
And he
disengaged.
And
yes.
he knows it, too. So, like, the last episode we did, like, great episode. But he didn't talk as much, and when we got done, he's like, we were drinking coffee because the weather was weird. The weather was, like, in the 70s. It was weird.
Need more lubricant.
And so after he's like, he looked back, and he goes, damn, I knew something was wrong. I didn't drink enough alcohol.
You had to pull something in that coffee.
Right. I mean.
I know what day that was, too. Yeah, I would have definitely...
Yeah, I mean,
Irish coffee for sure.
Well, he, we did have some moon pie, moonshine creamer, but it just
moon pie.
Oh, bruh.
Moon pie, moonshine.
It
were that
really
was not
anything in coffee.
That was not a verbal typo. That
no,
was a
moon pie, moonshine flavored creamer. It's like a coconut creamer, moon pie,
moonshine creamer.
My brain is broke. What?
Yeah, I've never seen it before. And I'm not a big fan of creamer, because, like, we're drinking Murdered Out Black Rifle Coffee, and he was
I
like,
I have really big feelings, because I hear that, and my mind goes, that's amazing, and then I start thinking about all the, like, nasty taco they have on the shelf of, like, king cake taco,
right.
Strawberry cheesecake taco, and I like, I mean, I'll drink some vodka, it's not my favorite, but I like cheesecake, I like king cake, I like moon pies, I like moonshine. Do they really go? Did you have it?
Let's see. I don't know where he got it from, so if I can't find it on here real quick, I'll have to show y'all later.
We'll have to cut this out, because we're about to go on Amazon real quick. Sorry, guys.
So,
shopping spree.
Yeah, so it's from
moon
the...
Moon pie.
It's from the Tennessee Shine Company, is the one that makes
shout
it.
Shout out.
So, yeah, free shout out. I'll put this picture up on there, because I'll catch this when I edit it. But, yeah, so here's the four pictures of their...
Oh,
they've got
there's
it,
multiples.
They're after their different moon pie flavors.
There are... Okay.
Wait.
We got pumpkin spice.
Flavors? So you got strawberry cream, pumpkin spice, chocolate cream.
If you
want to
be a basic bootlegger...
And banana cream.
The basic bootleggers can have pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin
moon
spice
pie,
demons
moonshine.
Can also have moon pie.
Strawberry cream. I literally said that. Not on purpose. All right, chocolate cream and banana cream.
Yeah, so
there you go.
Got your point. It literally it comes in that jar.
I'm getting more of the like flavored taco vibes now that I see so many choices.
I really forget which one we had. It was either the I don't remember because I feel like there's maybe another one that wasn't on here. Oh, yeah, so here's a couple. There it is.
The off menu.
Here's a couple more.
More? But wait, there's more.
Hey,
there's Millie Mae's back from the
dead. This is your fault, capitalism.
You're welcome.
It's a really pixelated image, so I can't see, but it was like more of a white cream or a coconut cream or something like that. And then there's like a mint one, but
I had indigestion just seeing that photo.
It was fantastic. So I never had it before. Wood introduced it to me the last one. Oh my god,
dude! So
I didn't picture us going to Moon Pie Moonshine on the top.
I didn't either.
And I tell you about this stuff. If you ever find it, it's by a company called Backwoods. Make like
is that the tobacco company Backwoods or different?
No. This was a liquor company that
used
to sell back when I lived in South Louisiana. They make one called Chocolate Creme Brulee Tequila. I brought like 3 bottles with me on
that
vacation.
That can't be good.
Oh my god. We would wake up every day and pour that in our coffee. Just get shit faced at 8 a.m. sitting on the beach. Fuck the
creme brulee tequila.
Creme brulee tequila. Look this shit up.
Interesting.
It's going to be hard to find up here.
I don't know if I can do tequila at sunrise at all. Let alone dessert tequila.
Fantastic.
There's literally a drink called a tequila sunrise. You can definitely do tequila.
I know. I don't know if I can.
That's what it's for.
Probably.
It's marketed right.
I'm not a tequila fan, but I would try that.
It doesn't taste like tequila. You taste chocolate.
That's why it's dangerous.
That's exactly why it's dangerous. If I find some, I buy it and I bring it home. My wife's like,
we're going to review that next time.
We'll bring out
the cream flavors by having the cream tequila.
That's what it is.
I'm at the find this one because I never heard this stuff existed until he pulled it out. I was like, what is that? You know, but yeah, pretty good stuff. Side tangent. So y'all saw on the last episode that we have our new sponsor. Still tweaking where I'm going to put these logos down here because, you know, we're partnered with Cigars for Warriors, which we're, about to end the drive. If it hasn't ended by the time this actually gets edited and aired. Fantastic drive. Had a lot of people jump in and help us out with that. But also now sponsored properly by Dissident Cigars.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Shout out.
So, Sin and Josh Coburn faced the company. You saw the welcome video to you guys from Sin last week. Started out Dissident Disruption. So, every episode, as long as I don't have a brain fart, which at some point I'm sure I'll have a brain fart.
It's going to happen.
And just,
it's natural. Everybody farts.
Everybody farts. Everybody has a brain fart.
Title of the episode.
Right there. Everybody
There's
farts.
A lot of choices. Creme brulee, tequila, moon pie, moonshine, everybody farts.
Hell, if we do it right,
there's too much content in this episode.
Right.
And see, I have spaced this out.
I have options because the title is always cigar and whatever
farts.
We're talking about.
Cigar and farts, for sure.
Cohiba Blue and everybody farts.
Everybody farts Cohibas.
Everybody farts Cohibas.
It's getting really confusing. Let's take it back. I'm sorry. I'll show myself out.
So, this week, this. Wow, man, I'm way off target.
There's the brain fart this week.
There's the brain fart this week. So,
take two.
So, how about this for this week's Dissident Disruption? It's going to be a small history lesson because this segment is going to be some weird stuff, some cool stuff, some funny stuff. Could be cigar related, could not be related. Could be some dumb shit that we talked about before camera. I don't know. But since we're still introducing Dissident Cigar Family, in case you don't know about them, I hope you do. If you do not, please look them up. There are several places that they are sold online. The two that I can take off the top of my head is I know... Carvana Cigar and Cigar Page have them. Cigar Page had several options last time I checked. So there's a bunch of sites. It doesn't take long to Google them to find out. But can't let the Cohiba go out.
No.
So just a short history lesson. I did not really find about Dissident Cigars till last year, so 2022. I heard about them in the past. I wasn't really intrigued. Company started in 2013, more of as a boutique brand, which is kind of, you know, more craft. It's like the craft beer of cigars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really take off that well. Got some following. Changed owners. Benjamin Holt bought the brand. If you don't know Benjamin Holt, also very quick. Google search. He's one of the top, you know, cigar names right now. He didn't want to really keep it going, so he put it up for sale. Josh and Sin Coburn left the United States, went to Estella, Nicaragua, which is where Dissident is at, put it under the Oveja Negra cigar brand, which is a ton of your top tier brands. I think Rocky Patel comes out of Oveja Negra. There's a couple more, but that's like the underlying production company of a lot of cigar brands that you know or have at least heard of. They bought it in 2021. She wanted to change the marketing. She's like, well, what was happening before? Didn't work. She kept the flavors the same, kept some of the profiles the same, but completely changed the marketing. You see that logo, wherever it's at, is just a straight lightning bolt. Black, white, red logo. Very punkish. You know, as she said in her welcome video last week, or last episode, I don't know if it's last week, one, but last episode, was that, you know, punk is being accepting of everybody. And like me and Woop talked about, accepting everybody may not mean that I think you can do everything. Everybody can't do everything. Like, I can't do your job. I may not be able to do your job.
You may good.
I can't tackle crazy people in the hospital
either. No, I can't do your job.
I mean, you know.
I would love to try.
And they definitely know I'm in law enforcement, you know, so... you know, you may not be able to. I may not be able to do your job. We're all different, but we're all accepting of each other. That's punk. Realizing not everybody's doing the same thing, but we're all accepting. It's all a family. Anybody can be welcome to this family. And that's the atmosphere that she's put in this brand. Like, everybody is welcome to this brand. Everybody is welcome to this family. Dissident family, the Hollow Down family, come together. And at some point, you know, get her. She's in Nicaragua. I am not. So we'll get her, we'll do an episode via Zoom or Skype or whatever we can get working on the time zones, and I'll, you know, actually let her talk about some of her passions and stuff. That will come. She's already, you know, we already talked about it. That's just a logistical thing being, you know, different areas. So, but since she's taken it, she's changed the branding, changed the feel. It's more of an edgy brand, and I freaking love it. And I'm anxious to see what they do. So a little bit of a history lesson for you. Figured it was appropriate, you know, since we introduced this in it last week. Keep saying week like I'm on Family Feud or something. You know,
hey,
whatever.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Pump out the episode.
Yeah, you right. Get on that editing, bud.
Whew. Well, we have to have scheduling to get y'all around.
I said last week. We got 7 days.
That's my fault. It's my fault. Well, I gave you like one narrow time frame.
Well, I mean,
I'm the asshole here.
Well, all of our schedules are completely different. Like, there's not a single person here that has a actual normal work schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is the closest, and I use that very vaguely, very relatively.
Mm-hmm.
His times are different. I work nights. His rotates. It's whatever. So, it takes some time getting us together.
I show up at work when my work wife tells me, and I show up at home when my real wife tells me. So
exactly.
It's real easy for me. I just go exactly where I'm told.
Funny enough, I know both of those wives.
Yes.
Love them both.
Yes.
I
like to be tortured by strong women. At work and at home.
Pretty accurate, actually.
Yes. I'm outnumbered very much all around me. I have a girl daughter, a girl wife, 3 girl dogs, and a girl cat. And then I go to work and pretty much have the same thing.
If your daughter gets anything from both mother and these aunts,
like her entire personality,
yeah,
looks like me, acts entirely like mom.
Yes.
Say a prayer for your homie.
You have a long life ahead.
There may not be a second episode appearance for me if I don't make it out.
But
yeah,
so we're all accepting the family. That's kind of the Dissident thing. That's kind of what we want to start. We recognize that this is a small, homie podcast. You know, we've made things better than the start. The first few episodes were very rough. Knew what we wanted to do, and I've said it a few times, we did not know how to do it. We've kind of cleaned that up. We make things better at a time. You know, like today had, you know, good setup going, and it stormed. So here we are in the garage. Luckily, I have a backdrop so you don't see all my mechanic tools and everything back there. Not that I care, but it's not as visually appealing.
So we're actually 78 gallons of motor oil.
There's that. There definitely is that.
Definitely you have more quarts of motor oil or more cigars? It might be a toss up at this point. Interesting. Interesting conundrum.
Considering I have about 400 cigars at a time. There's a little air pocket. So I told you off camera sometime. Yeah. I think it was off camera. Maybe it was on camera.
Yeah.
I don't remember. We talked for like 30 minutes before we started.
So you tried to give me a pass for letting my cigar go out.
Oh, that's right. Camera. That's right.
So now are we going to blame the rollers of the cigar?
No.
Okay.
So there was a minor.
You can. I shouldn't because I'm a newbie.
They're probably not going to know.
Actually, I'm going to show y'all this.
If you're watching this, you roll that exact cigar.
So I'm going to show you this. If it will... I know this is a little tough to focus sometimes. We'll see if it will let me, and then I'll explain what we're doing. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway,
close enough.
Might be close enough. So, what I showed you that for is a lot of people mistake an air pocket for tunneling. Tunneling is a phenomenon usually to bad construction, where they didn't hold the binder too tight enough, and so it'll burn straight through, and you'll have 3-4 inches of cigar and your lips are already hot. This, what I just attempted to show you, a lot of guys will assume is tunneling. It's not. That was just an air pocket where maybe a couple leaves broke off too soon. And if you're not keeping a consistent puff, like I stopped to talk for a minute, it'll do that. In fact, I'm a big fan of Steve Saka, who's a very, very well-known cigar maker. And he explained some tunneling and what's not tunneling. There, I'll put that picture up there for you guys. So he explained what is and what's not. This is cool. This is fine. A little touch up and we're rocking. So misconception on tunneling sometimes. But yeah, so not a cool, fun, stupid disruption this time, but appropriate. Wanted to spend the first couple like introducing y'all to the brand, introducing you to the sponsor, because you're going to see their logos around. You're going to see, you know, stuff from time to time. So if you do not, I know we're smoking a Cohiba today, but part two on the Dissident introduction. So if you don't know about them, I highly recommend them. I don't have a cigar that I don't like. Last week we tried the Block, probably my favorite, and that's tough to say because I like several of them. The Soapbox is good, the Molotov is good, but a good brand. But from the Cohiba side, these are really good budget sticks.
It is good.
So we're halfway through. How do y'all feel? Okay, you're a little bit more than halfway.
He's hanging on.
Sorry, old habits. I used to be a smoker, so if I have something in my hand,
it's a race.
Now if I'm not
winning,
if I'm not talking and it's like after work and I'm sitting up there watching a movie or anime or Sports Center or whatever, then usually I'll burn a little bit quicker too. But
I usually sit down and listen to a podcast, let the dogs run, and I notice like 30 minutes in.
I know a podcast you can listen to.
This one? I thought we established last time. I've listened to all of them.
There was enough. True. We brought enough stupid already, so don't worry about not having enough on the disruption just yet.
That's fair. We covered.
You selected your guests wisely.
I did, and we've talked about this. I've had Derek. We've almost gotten on, and we've had skeptics. He's been like, I bet this will work together. So, just like I would love to bring Matt in with either one of you. It would be fine.
So, last episode, I thought I knew who that was. And I was thinking Brett, whenever you said Matt, and my brain went Brett. Oh, okay, cool. So, we're going to have two smart asses. So, Matt, if you're out there and you took offense to that, I'm sorry. I had you confused with this guy. That's my bad. So, I apologize.
There are worse things, I think. Right? I'm not that bad.
Well, no. I have a best friend from back at home who's also named Matt. He's got the same beard as you. And he is also a smartass. Extreme smartass.
See, I know you just recently met Matt. Matt will actually respect you.
I've never met Matt.
Yeah, when we moved in. Yo, when I had everybody?
Brett was here.
Matt was here.
We're both here.
Okay.
Mildly bearded men look alike. I'm offended, sir.
It's just we had so many people here, and then they were just all bum rushing, helping us move stuff. So it's cool. It wasn't like a hangout that, you know. So It was a short
time. I'm just terrible with names. That's all my fault. Sorry, Matt.
No, he would respect the fact you think he's a smartass because he'll tell you he's a smartass. It's cool.
Perfect.
So the good type of smartass, not the asshole smartass.
You know, far better a smartass than dumbass, right? That's what I tell myself. To make me sleep at night.
Right. Gotta sleep somehow.
Well, the difference between the good smartass and the bad smartass, I guess, is the follow-up. You say something assholish, if you get a good laugh, okay, that's
exactly.
A good smartass. But if you're serious, I'm probably going to whip your ass.
Yeah. Right. I mean, don't be the bad smartass.
It's like the ride for the line thing we talked about, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But don't be the bad smartass, YouTube.
And if you're a bad smartass, at least be like, gotcha. Just to defuse the situation the right way.
So the moment you realize they think you're an asshole, like, oh man,
I'm just fucking with you.
Sorry you didn't follow my joke or whatever. You need to.
Yeah. Don't say you don't get it because you're not smart enough. Then you're a bad smartass.
You don't get it?
Sorry. I don't do it that way. Yeah, edit that out.
Oh no, I'll say it, but that's what not to do. You know?
You're a bad influence. What happened there?
Ah, that camera died, so I probably didn't plug in the power well enough. That's my fault.
Well, there I go. So, hey guys.
Hey!
I'm still here!
Let's go on, Fred. I'm gonna get awkwardly in.
Alright. Now it's a party.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Heck yeah, put the back garage. You got the bodies back there.
Got the body. Shh. But no, it actually worked out, Tom, because we are at the end of the show. It works well. Now that you're together, it works well. When you start rolling, you just kind of roll the punches.
You didn't have like a structure or anything, did you?
I mean, we put it off the rails in the first 3 minutes, I think. Yeah. How long was the intro?
After
the description, we were like, all right.
I'm not sure.
The intro could have been the whole 15 minutes before we said hi to YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, we sat here and talked for 30 minutes. We're like, okay, we probably need to actually start recording.
There's probably some good content on the editing floor.
That probably was.
The cameras kicked in there.
Probably was.
But you know what?
Your views are going to go up.
That's what we want, man. But the official stuff at the end. So thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys for watching us stick around long enough to be sardines on camera. We love you guys. We love the family. Hey. We love the family. Welcome to the Dissident family. Welcome to the Hollow Down family if you're new. If it's the first time coming across it, feel free, hit like, hit subscribe, hit that bell so you can see any future episodes. Links down in the show notes to our channel merch, Dissident, as well as the Facebook group. If you are on Facebook, join that group. It is very chill, it's very community-based. We share pictures of stuff we smoke, we share topics and reviews, cigar-related stuff. It's just a fun place to be. If you go on Facebook, it's just the Hollow Down or Hollow Down Cigar Lounge. You'll find it. But all those links are going to be down there. So, any last words from you guys? Enjoying the cigar still?
Check out this Moonpie Moonshine after this thing.
Yeah, we're going to find that Moonpie Moonshine.
To the Amazon we go.
Creamer. Moonshine Creamer. It's even better. Anyway. But good stuff. Anyway, thank you guys for hanging out. Love what we're doing. Good stuff. So, you know the drill. Appreciate you. And until next time, stay safe. And hollow down.
Stay sexy, YouTube. You glorious, glorious bastards. Look at you. They're all beautiful.
Oh, they are beautiful, San Diego. Rock out, guys.
Monocles. Monocles only a good chap.
I'm surprised there wasn't a single monocle in this video. Like that shocked me.
There could be a monocle in this video.
Out of
iron. Let's go.
Alright. See? Stop. You can easily talk about this. Right. This is what you do.
We'll just scrap the podcast. We'll just take whatever he's been recording.
Just cut all these clips. Just do outtakes.
I actually do.
You can just say, I tried to record an episode. We never got started.
Shut up.
We just kept going off. Literally couldn't even get to the opening.
Episode
and then we had to leave.
Episode 15. Cohiba Blue in this episode that didn't happen.